following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for streaming, downloading, tuning us in, doing all that other stuff. A heads up, the show is now available on Spotify. Those of you who have the Spotify can find us there. And I got a message from Apple who said that if you go to Siri, for example, and say, "Hey Siri, play Rick Cheddar from Radioland," boom, we're there, apparently. So apparently the smart speakers are really, you know, kind of, Alexa's already done it for a while. Cortana, I think that one does it as well. I don't know about Google Play. Google Play, I think, does it as well. But, you know, hey, this is episode 260. It is, it's an unusual number to consider it being a landmark, but it is. Why is it that? If you take the 260 and divide it by 52, you come up with the number 5, which means 5 years that this show has been going, been going. That's, if you want some more numbers, that would be 20 seasons. We quit counting episode number and seasons, and we just been just episode number and just left it at that. 5 years. And the way fortune and timing has always been on our side over here from Radioland. And there's good reason for this, because as I've talked about in the past couple of episodes, this show is undergoing a facelift, a change of some sort, and this is making people somewhat nervous and excited as well. And I'll tell you why, and we'll elaborate here. This is what's going on. In the past, for the past, I don't know, probably 2 years, about half of the show, 2.5 years, we have been taking the show that I do on Sunday nights live on the air at Radio Memphis. Radio-Memphis.com, 8 p.m. Central, Sunday nights. The Booze and Blues show. And I've been taking that and watering it down and putting that in this program as part of its on-demand as its replay. And, you know, after consideration and after discussion with the powers that be there at Radio Memphis and at Pirate Radio Studios, we decided that it was time to kick the Booze and Blues out of Radioland. It sounds bad. but it's not. Here's why. We're going to be taking the Booze and Blues show, and we're going to be moving it to our sister show, which is called RMOD, or Radio Memphis On Demand, which you can also find in Podbean. And the Sunday night show, which is live every Sunday night, and just about every Sunday night, usually 99.9% of the time, there's an act of some sort in the studio. We take that show, and we've been putting it here, and now we're going to put it over on the Radio Memphis On Demand. And here's the good thing about this, is that it'll happen quicker. It won't be that two-week thing. So, which begs the question, when something leaves one thing and goes somewhere else, it leaves a hole in the other, which, you know, from Radioland, what is it that we're going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go back to, not really go back, because a chunk of this show was just me sitting here ranting and raving for, I don't know, an hour. And there's been that, and we would play a tune from the library and all that other fun stuff. And it's been a matter of finding the voice. You know, there every show, every personality has to find their particular voice in the medium they work in. And for the longest time, I thought that as the show had progressed, and by the way, Radioland, this show from Radioland was not my idea. It actually came to me from our great friend Jeff Janowitz, who was like, you know, "Oh, Rick, you got to start a podcast." He doesn't sound like Harrison Ford, and neither do I, but that's kind of how it goes. "You got to start a podcast. I hate it already." The idea was that it would give me a platform for me to talk about my experiences in the business, you know, in show business, you know, the things that I've experienced in lieu of writing a book, that was never going to happen. So I began to talk about those things and my experiences, and that well was shallow enough or deep enough, as the case may be, to have gotten all that out. And I've done it. You can go back in the back catalogs and find it. And it's, you know, it's there. It's what it is. And now here we are, 5 years of production, a solid 5 years of this show. And we felt now it's time to really hone the focus down. This is how slow this, it's like geology. It's time and pressure, baby. Honing the show down to what it should be. And it's about talking to people. And to a certain extent, Booze and Blues is that. You know, and that's not going to stop. We're always going to continue to do that. Not on this program, not on this podcast. But I want to branch it out and get it away from not just musicians, but talking to various artists and various people that you may know, people you may not know, some people that everybody knows. I have a list. I'm checking it twice, as the old gag goes, and putting a show together that is going to make a little bit more, I don't know, more sense for this type of program. You know, here in the past, these shows have been running 2.5 hours. They're long, they're heavy, they're fun. But you as a listener, as you very well know, that if you've stuck with me this far, know that, you know, there's an investment in time. And I've said it in the past, time is the most precious commodity that we all have as people. You know, we don't get that time back. And I don't ever want to be accused of wasting anybody's time in a show like this. So as we move into, I guess, the beginning of our sixth year of this program, we're taking it a little bit back to our roots, but we're going to expand it a bit. And that's what I mentioned last week. We're looking at an expansion. And that expansion involves the bringing in of new voices, new people, new sounds. I'm still going to host this whole thing, and we're going to trim it down a bit, make it a little bit easier to digest for you folks. And yet there's more expansion of which I can't get into, but something will happen along the way that I think it will be a little bit more palatable as well, but not to get ahead of myself. From Radioland is going to go back to what it has always been. And it's been about the industry of broadcast. It's been the about show business. It's about entertainment, and it's about the people that work in it and the people that do the things that that they do. I have known over the years that these people like myself, I find are interesting. A lot of people that I meet are always interested in what it is that we do, and that's what the show will go. So hopefully that kind of lays that down. Having said that, this episode is the last one of the Booze and Blues. And as luck would have it, as fortune would have it, you would think it was planned out. It was not. We were very fortunate to be able to spend some incredibly precious bit of time with a couple of wonderful gentlemen of who you are going to hear. You'll hear some music. You'll hear, as we've done, you know, for the past X number of episodes, two gentlemen by the name of Benny Turner and Cash McCall, both senior citizens, both veterans of music, both with fantastic stories to tell, one of them with a bit of a bittersweet story to tell as well. And it seems appropriate to close that chapter, if you will, of this version of From Radioland, as we work our way back to our roots, backtrack a little bit, get back into what it is that we're doing, and listen to what these gentlemen have to say. I will tell you, there are parts of this this episode that you're going to hear that's laugh out loud funny, very sweet, very loving, and bittersweet as well. Some sadness that might creep into it We touch all the emotions and all the bases. And it happened that way. We, like I said, we didn't plan it. It just worked out this would be episode 260. And it's sweet. It's wonderful. It's absolutely beautiful. And I am very proud to share it with you. And we hope you enjoy it as we sit down with Benny Turner and Cash McCall right here from Radioland.
Hey, CBD users, you need to know about thegreenmancbd.com. We carry leading national brands at great prices, brands like Green Roads, pharmacist formulated CBD and hemp oils, Diamond CBD, Relaxed Gummies, Liquid Gold disposable vape kits, and more. You can visit our store in Memphis at the Broom Closet, 546 South Main Street, or order online at thegreenmancbd.com for free shipping in the U.S. on all orders over $50. Enhance your life with CBD and hemp products. Must be 18 years old to purchase CBD products.
We got a very fun show tonight.
Yes, we do.
Yes, indeed. Benny Turner and Cash McCall is in here. Gentlemen, how are you,
sir? Yeah, man. We're doing great.
We're glad to have you in town for this. Cash, I know you've been down here a couple of times, and it's always a pleasure to see you.
And enjoyed myself very much.
Well, that's great. You guys got together and put out a new record.
Yeah.
Has it been released yet? Is it out? Is it available?
It's available now.
Yeah. Yes.
Friday the 18th. Yep, brand new, less than a week.
It still has that new song smell, isn't it? Yeah, it's good stuff. We're going to play some cuts off of that thing tonight. So,
and yeah. I know it's already on iTunes because you can buy it. You can buy buy the individual songs even. Mm-hmm. You can buy the individual songs even. I looked it up today.
You did?
Yes.
Did you buy one already?
Not yet. I wanted to hear the little thing spin and just have the previews of each one, you know? I like just doing that first.
Uh-huh. Let's see what you're doing. Well tonight we're gonna play some of those tracks. So we're gonna have us a good time. The record is called Going Back Home. Where'd y'all make this record?
Well, we both from Chicago.
Yeah.
And then we kinda moved away, right, Cash? We moved away. And he said, well, let's do this record. And we only do tunes from Chicago, from Chicago guys. And the tunes we played back in that time, in the 1950s, you know, we go back there. And so we had fun doing it.
Oh, yeah. Did you get to work with some of the other Chicago musicians on this record, too? Did you bring anybody else in?
Billy Branch. Yeah, Billy Branch. He played harmonica on my favorite song that I told Cash, you just got to do, man. You got to do it. You know, when things go wrong, Cash, I'll do it.
Last time, Cash, when you were down here, you were talking about wanting to get back into the studio and you were ready to to get some stuff done. And this, y'all caught up again and said, hey, let's make a record. And you were there.
God bless me. I got a chance to meet my friend who I hadn't seen in 40 years.
60 years, Cash.
Huh?
60 years, yeah.
60.
40 okay. years, yeah. Hey.
Anyway, huh?
I stand corrected.
He seems
always,
like 60.
He always looks so cotton picking young. Always.
He does. You know,
and he always had that winning smile. And when they would do a show, I'd get some of my friends that didn't have a car, right? Take me down here. I hear my group is playing. And he was a guitar player. I wanted to go down there, and all the other guitar players in Chicago wanted to go down there to see Benny play that guitar, because he was great on that guitar, and he had style. And I tell you something, all the guitar players in Chicago, even though they were still learning like me, wanted to watch him play, because he did some great things on guitar. And then, 2 or 3 years later, he's on the road playing bass. I didn't know you knew how to play bass back then.
I didn't.
But he faked it really well.
Freddie King put the bass to my hand. He said, okay, let's play. And I said, what?
But he was great on that bass, too.
Yeah.
And all the ladies. You know, we all be standing in line because they just come out of a show. And Benny's talking to people, you know, being very nice. And I'm sitting there waiting, you know, because I want to tell him, I want you to sit down with me and show me this and that, and which I knew he was willing to do. But trying to get the conversation with him at that point was rough. Well, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to wait. I've been waiting here for a half an hour to speak to him. I said, well, okay, let's not fight about it. Okay, let's not fight about it. But getting to talk to him back in the day was kind of rough because all the girls, they wanted his ear. And, you know, you there wanted to talk to him about music and playing guitar. They didn't have time for you. One lady told me, look, why don't you go home, leave it alone. I have some things to discuss with Minnie. I did what you suggested.
He's talking about the gospel days. This is when he's playing gospel.
Because he told me, where you going? I said, I got to go. I've been dismissed. He said, well, I'll catch you next time. You know what? He was always a beautiful guy. You know, guy, guitar player, want to learn something, he would show you. He would show you. And that's what I wanted, him to show me how to do some of the things he did on guitar. Because some of that was hard, but it was great. What he did for the Kindly Shepherds, no guitar player could do for them again. And my man, Northcutt. Northcutt, that was his name. Northcutt.
Yeah, he was something.
But you know what? That was really fun.
he had his own style for sure.
Yes, he did.
He had his
and
own
you know
style.
What? They had these beautiful green suits they used to wear. But Benny always wore his special shoes.
The and, red boots, like he's got on tonight?
Oh, he always wore them great shoes. And man, I'd be standing there looking at those shoes. And I said, Lord, help me to get some of those. Be searching all over trying to find a pair. Couldn't. But look what he did for me.
Got a pair just like it.
Yes, Lord. Well, yes, Lord.
I noticed that earlier, and I said to Benny, I said, did you guys plan on matching shoes tonight?
No, he fell in love with my shoes when he first seen them.
And that's when Benny said we got him a pair.
6 months ago?
Finally got him a pair.
He loved my red shoes, so he got a pair now.
That's awesome.
That's just the way he was. Even back then, if he saw you really wanted something, he would get it for you. He know you wasn't working and having a lot of money and stuff. That's what he was. And I remember that. And I enjoyed watching him play so much. Boy, was real good.
Yeah, but Cash, you passed me up, man. You passed me up.
Huh?
You passed me.
Oh,
when you picked up the guitar.
Ain't nobody going to ever pass you on no guitar.
No, you did. Cash is, he can write strings. He can write, you know, horns.
Oh, we've heard the stories about the music he'd written over the years.
Yeah.
And what happened to some of that stuff, too, which is we don't have to get into that tonight.
Gone with the Dills and everybody else. Who,
yeah. And me, I can't read. And I ended up at the Apollo Theater directing a 20-piece band.
Oh, my.
I couldn't read a lick. But they had to follow me, you know?
Oh, I bet that was an experience, though.
He was a great musician. All the guitar players were probably, and yours truly.
Yeah.
They wanted his style and all them chords he would play. See, playing gospel, now ninth is always good, a seventh is good, and a regular 6-9 is good. But the way he mixed them up, his guitar sounded so good with the Kindly Shepherd. And those green suits. Green suits, man. Let me tell you something. He always had a special pair of shoes on.
Yeah.
Shoes were sharp. In fact, I was on the computer. and I'm sitting there. I don't know how to work a computer very well, but I'm sitting there and I see these shoes. I'm thinking, could that be Benny? So I pushed some buttons on the thing, and it went up, and there was Benny. And I said, Lord have mercy. So I wrote him a short note and sent it, and I think that's how we end up meeting up again. But
all because of his shoes.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. The man always had some shoes, shoes, too.
I tell you, what made me call Cash was a guy named Cletus, he passed away, who was what leader for the Pilgrim Jubilees.
Oh, Clay C.
Yeah, for the Pilgrim Jubilees.
Right on.
And that was a discrepancy, and I said, let me call Cash, because Cash can straighten me out, because he played with the Pilgrim Jubilees, you know? And that's when I called and found out that he was sick. He was ill. you know? And then that broke my heart. And I said, man, catch six. I said, no.
That was the happiest moment of my life, my friend. That was the happiest moment of my life.
And I promise you, I said, I'm going to get you back on the big stage.
You're my friend, man. I love you. You're a beautiful cat.
Well, it sounds like you guys are on the right path of that with this new record here. And I was thinking about maybe playing a cut right now.
I wish you would, because I'm about to tear up over here the way they're expressing all this brotherly blues love. I'm telling you.
Is there a single you want to start with?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what. Yeah, that's a good idea. Money. That's,
money.
This is the only original on there. And Cash, when I was here, and when we first met again, he put this song. He said, "I want you to sing this song," and it's called "Money." And I said, "Let me hear it." So he started to tell me how it goes and stuff. And I said, "Look, you know, when we got ready to go in the studio, I said, why don't you talk the song? You know, don't sing it, talk it. Because when you talk it, you know, like, you make me believe, you know, the song better than you would if you were singing it."
Right, right. And,
so he talked it. In other words, he rapped the song.
He rapped it.
So let's listen to that one first.
Well, okay, well, here it is. This is, it's Benny Turner and Cash McCall. It's Money right here at Radio Memphis. Yes. I love that, man. That's right on.
Yeah, I loved it. He nailed it, right?
Yeah, I'd say he nailed it.
Sure.
I love that Chicago sound too, man. That's just that's special.
Right. You know what? Getting a chance to play with him, with all these circumstances I'm facing right now, that's one place God blessed me greatly.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of that, because he's been a friend of mine for many years.
Well, I'm glad this all worked out. I mean, I got a chance to hook back up again and make some music together, and you know.
God bless me, all my friends, Mudbone. Who else? Somebody else. Oh, Dave and Johnny flew all the way from California down here to do a show with me. It was somewhere close to that VA hospital.
Okay, okay.
And so that surprised me. That surprised me very much. It was great playing with him again. But my dream was to play with you.
Yeah, and here we are.
There it is.
I tell you what, I think I'd like to hear next. You worked at Wonderful Records,
mm-hmm.
and you played with Hal Barrage.
Mm-hmm.
Hal Barrage was one of my best friends.
Wow.
And my oldest daughter sang back, her mother sung background for Hal.
For Hal Barrage.
And yeah, Hal Barrage. And we did, remember we did Got to Find a Way.
Mm-hmm. His big hit.
And so I had my daughter that her mother sung behind Harold to come in, and she sung background on this with us.
Wow.
How about that?
That's beautiful.
And then my other two daughters. So I got my daughters backing us up on this, and you playing rhythm guitar, man, you killing it.
Let me tell you something. Your daughters are beautiful. Man, I saw them in the studio doing that background. I said, that is great. Yeah.
Got to find a way.
To get you back. Yes, I gotta find a way to get you back. There's a dark cloud over my head. I should not listen to what the people said. I gotta find a way,
yeah,
to get you.
Got to find a way there. It's Benny Turner and Cash McCall here from their brand new record, Going Back Home. That's what it is. It's Going Back Home, right?
Going Back Home.
Brand new. You can get it available where it's sold. You can get it right now and download it and enjoy it and add it to your collection. It sounds like you guys had a lot of fun making this record.
Oh, we did. A whole bunch.
I know sometimes it can be a bit of a chore to be in a studio, but this sounds like it just kind of came together pretty well for you guys. Yeah.
So is this Going Back Home to Memphis, Going Back Home to Chicago?
Going Back Home to Chicago.
Going Back Home to Chicago, okay.
And it's like we did all the tunes from guys in Chicago. And that's why we have fun, because we knew all of these people that we were singing these songs about, you know. And when we started this, first thing I told Cash, I said, Cash, you got to sing this song for me when things go wrong. It hurts me too. He said, man, that's the thing. It's Elmo James, you know, one of the last sets he played in Chicago with Elmo James. I was with him, you know. I played with Elmo James, and he played this song, and Cash said, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. So I think that's the next song I think we ought to hit, right, Cash?
Which one was that?
When Things Go Wrong.
When Things Go Wrong. And for some reason, I'm not seeing it.
It hurts me too.
Oh, it hurts me too. Okay, thank you very much. So good. I didn't get that cut. Okay, well, let's hear it. This is It Hurts Me Too, right here at Radio Memphis.
Push you around.
Whoops, there we go. That meant stop that, and I didn't, so there you go. Fix it in post. It Hurts Me Too is Benny Turner and Cash McCall here at Radio Memphis as we sample the brand-new record, Going Back Home. And as luck would have it, we have both these fine gentlemen down here in the studio. Of course, Cash has been down here a few times, and it's always a thrill to have you down here.
Listen, man, I love your studio, too.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, there's
magical things happen.
We do try to make some things happen. Not, sometimes it's not always good, as the evidence on the wall will dictate, but nevertheless, we do have a good time down here.
Well, some of our guys back in the day, James Morris, Green, that big bottle. He didn't want 100 proof. He wanted not the 120 proof. He wanted 100 proof.
Yeah.
Boy, and he would be way out there and play that great bass.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a diabetic now. I talked to him a couple of days ago. He said, man, look like I'm in the same shoes you in. I said, don't say that, man. I said, don't say that. You're going to be here for a while.
That's right. That's right. You know, I'd like to say one thing. When we did this, I think this particular song, I think, Cash, you had a double treatment of chemo.
Right.
That morning.
Yeah.
And you came in and you sung that song.
Oh, It Hurts Me Too? Uh-huh. That song there?
Yeah, he did. He had a double treatment.
He's a machine. He really is.
Doctors tell me, is it, look, Mr. McCall, we got to tell you the truth. I said, okay, tell me, no problem. You sure you can handle it? I can handle it. They said, don't look like you're going to be around too much longer. No problem, Doc, no problem. Hey, I knew that when I was born. I said, the point is that God has blessed me, see my good friend, who I hadn't seen in 40 years, Mudbone. Who was that other guy? Oh, Jogie Mann.
Mm-hmm.
I met him in Montana in the wintertime.
Oh, my.
No fun.
No.
But he and his lady, they took me to his house, made me some ramen noodles, then made me some of those cowboy beans, you know, and then had a deer steak there.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. They took good care of me.
Oh, yeah.
And he just sent me some Chicago beef sandwiches.
That's right.
Yeah, Mr. Caldwell.
Polish.
Yeah, I delivered them to you.
You know what? I got to tell you something. Since they first brought me down here to the studio,
yes, sir,
I've enjoyed it very much. Now, Willie's daughter was here doing something. What's her name?
Tomiko,
yeah. Willie Dixon, yeah.
So they wanted to do something in Chicago. They did a great thing. Benny was there, and all them musicians I hadn't seen in all these years.
Yeah, they had a little party for you up there.
Oh, Chicago, at this Willie Dixon's place?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, she had put this thing together for Cash up there, and I think, you were there, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and everything I've heard about it was just a big time.
Right. Well, some Japanese guys were there, weren't they? From China.
Canada?
Oh, I know I played in China at least six or seven times.
Japan, not Canada. They were from Japan. It was from Japan.
Oh, okay.
When was this?
China is a nice place to play. They treat you great. Treat you real great. Even give you jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
It was funny. They always fed me good. Somebody always going to pick me up and take me to show me different parts. But there's a part of China. When you go right into the airport, they take you through all these little islands and stuff. The train goes all the way through there. It's some of the most beautiful country I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And when we got to some city, the guys that were booking me over there, they come and pick me up. The guy's driving an old 1964 Mustang red convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. So they took me to the hotel, which was great. And meeting some of the people there was very nice. So I enjoyed myself in China. Just wish you could have been there with me, man. Yeah. You'd have loved that. Yeah. I know you would have. And other places. Where'd I go? They took me to so many different places. Was that Saigon? Jesus. Can't remember all of it since that chemotherapy. But it was kind of fun to be there to play. And I know you'd have liked it.
I sure would have.
Are there any plans for you two to play? Are you going to be playing live anywhere anytime soon?
Maybe I think they want me to.
I think you should.
If it's possible, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I will be there.
We know some people. We can put a show together down here. It'd be big. It'd be a
many,
fine time.
Well, he's going to, I don't mean to cut you out, but he's going to be with me in Chicago.
Yeah?
He's going to play Chicago Festival. What do you call it, Chicago Fest?
Chicago Blues Fest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna bring him with me.
Oh yeah.
I told Benny, Benny, I might die. He said, "Don't worry, I won't let you."
I like this plan that Benny has. Quite frankly, we're just gonna keep you busy.
That took my funny bone so much. He said, "Hey, don't worry about it. I won't let you." And I laughed so much.
I made a promise to you, Cash. I'm gonna keep this boy.
You always keep your promises, baby.
We're going to put you on the big stage
That's
again.
That's why I love you, man.
We're going to do it. It'll be fun.
So when is that? When is the Chicago Blues Festival?
Sally knows, babe.
June. It's in June.
It's in June. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That'll be a fine time.
And I want to thank all you guys. being friends to us. You guys have been absolutely beautiful.
It's my pleasure. It's an honor to have you here.
You make me feel close to family here.
Well, I tell you, I've said this to you before, Cash, that I've always believed that musicians of your time still have something to say and still have something to do. And this record is a good indicator of that.
Well, I got to thank my friend there.
Yeah. I enjoyed that so much, you know. I knew it was going to be good when we first started.
When
we first started, I said, oh, damn.
He gets an idea in his mind, and he's going to see it through.
Did it come together pretty quickly?
What was funny, I heard that they were playing in L.A., so I got, who was it? Might have been Butch Mudbone. And Butch, I said, look, we got to go somewhere. What was the name of that place?
Was the studio?
It was a... theater, like, outdoor. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, you're talking about Hollywood. Huh? Is it Hollywood? The Hollywood Bowl?
No, not the Hollywood Bowl. It's another one more directly in L.A. But it was, I can't remember that street it was on. Maybe Santa Monica or somewhere. But it was a big round, like the Super Bowl or something. So Etta was there. The first person I walk in and see, Etta James. Where you been? I've been on the road working. She said, you were supposed to play with me. I said, Ed, I realize that, but we lost communication. So guess who I see on stage next? With his suit, playing that bass. I said, Lord, hey, Benny, how you doing?
Did he still have the green suit on?
Huh?
Was it the green suit?
No, he wasn't wearing a green suit that day. He had on a beautiful suit, though.
I don't know where that green suit
was. And those shoes are always beautiful that he had on. So I'm sitting out there saying, hey, Benny, how you doing? Good to see you. He said, come up here. I said, oh, boy. He said, come up. I was a little nervous, but he got up. I come up on stage. He said, grab that guitar. And I'm looking at Freddie's guitar. I said, oh, boy. But he said, go on, get the guitar, man. So I get the guitar.
Oh, wait. You I know what that was. That was...
the Hollywood Bowl?
No. What was the name of that club? Because Clapton sat in with us that night. Eric Clapton sat in with us.
No way.
Yeah. The Starwood.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, that's a big room, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Starwood. Clapton sat in with us. Joe Cocker sat in with us that night.
Yeah.
Noel Redding from Hendrix Band sat in.
Lord have mercy. That was fun.
It was somebody else.
That was fun.
Buddy Miles. Buddy Miles sat in with us.
You know, Etta wanted to get on the stage so bad.
Yeah. And you played it, yeah. That's right.
He told me, get up here. So I get up there, trying to pick up what song should I do. Couldn't remember nothing, but we started something, and it was fun. And when Freddie walked out, he wondered what's going on. Mm-hmm. I took his guitar and handed it to him. That was fun.
One thing I like about Freddie King, have fun.
There you go.
That's all it is. Have fun.
There you go.
You make a mistake. Make it a positive.
There you go.
You know, make it work for you.
I was there when Leon Russell was putting him on that. I'm going down.
And chess.
Yeah, chess.
Yeah, chess.
I was doing guitar on a Dell's session, and Malcolm, the engineer, comes down there. He said, "Hey, Cash." I said, "Yeah, Malcolm." He said, "Man, we got something happening here. We got Freddie King down there playing his butt off.
Going down."
And so guess what? We was on a 10-minute break, so I go down there with Malcolm, and I hear Leon Russell's in there. He was a little high.
Just a little.
He was enjoying that music because Freddie nailed it. Going down, yeah, down, 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 and played his butt off on that guitar.
Yeah.
And, man, I was enjoying myself. And here comes Saul Barbaroff, the string conductor. "Cash, they're looking for you." I said, "Man, I'm just listening to some music that my friends cut." "Yeah, but they need you now." I said, "All right." Malcolm said, "That's okay, Cash." He said, "I'll let you hear the rest of it when y'all are done down there." Mm. Malcolm was a cool cat.
Yeah.
I said, "Okay." So I went down there and finished that session. And Malcolm, just like he said, he had the tapes and everything. He let me hear the whole thing.
Mm-mm.
And then Malcolm says, "Cash, is that a guitar player or what?" I said, "Yes, he is a hell of a guitar player."
Yeah, Freddie King's one of the best. Yeah.
And he's no, you was playing with him at that point.
Hmm?
No, you was playing him with him at that point. That was what was great.
Yeah, I was playing with him. I didn't play at a session with him, though. But
well, it don't matter. You played in the important place.
I played that song so many times with Freddie King, I could play it in my sleep. And I knew when he wanted to play it. That's usually that would be the last tune, that or the boogie.
Yeah.
You know? And, man, I loved it.
He was a beautiful cat, man. He was just absolutely beautiful. Because he know, "Hey, get up here and play." That's the way he always does. "I don't want to hear it. Come on up here and play." That's the way he was.
Wow.
He wouldn't accept no bull. Get on up here and play. And no argument.
Hey, Cash.
And he was always clean.
What do you think about Shake Your Money Maker?
Shake Your Money Maker.
Want to hear that?
Yep.
Yeah, let's put that one on.
Shake Your Money Maker there. That's Benny Turner and Cash McCall here in the they're in the studio right now.
This record is really, really good. I think that you got something here, fellas.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you. You guys are very beautiful, and it's always nice to come here and talk with you.
Well, thank you, Cash. It's always a thrill to have you down here as well. This is, you know, this, we built this thing for guys like you. So,
bless your heart.
And this record, I think, is going to do pretty well for you guys. And of course, it's Nola Blue is the label behind it. We got to mention them, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that came together very well. And like I said earlier, it sounds like you guys had so much fun making the record. It just seemed like it was just a smooth, effortless thing. It's probably like, after all those years that you hadn't played together, it probably felt like it never stopped.
Yeah, it came like I said, we went on the one quick.
Yeah,
you know, it was fast.
Like, you know what's so nice?
What's that?
Getting a chance to meet you guys.
Oh, they're out.
Oh, she left, and my good friend Mr. Caldwell here. God has blessed me to meet some beautiful people, and after all them years, meet my good friend.
All these years.
That's all them years. And I found you by the shoes, looking at the shoes. I said, I can be only be one person there. Them shoes were nice, too. And I looked at them, then I moved that thing up where I could see your whole picture, and you was out there walking and playing with your band.
Yeah, that's right.
That was beautiful. I said, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. I finally found it.
So you did you get to take that Fender of yours up there? It's a Fender. You've had that thing for years.
That old Fender.
That old Fender, that was what, it's a 61, isn't it?
Well, I'm giving him that guitar.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't say he wanted me to have it.
Joe, what's this boy named? Joe Capesh, I think. I know him from Montana.
Yeah.
Sent me three guitars.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Nice, a bass and two guitars.
Really?
One with like gold pearl or something. Mm-hmm. And I played him. Ray and Juan came to town, and I did a show over there in where them football players be playing. My son took me over there, and guess who I meet? Ray, who I've known for 50 years. Juan, I didn't know him. That's the first time I ever met him. But I'm playing bass. Ray is on guitar, and Jerry's on guitar. Mm-hmm. But we had a good time.
I'm sure.
People really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed being able to come out that hospital and play. Just the same situation, all my clothes don't fit me no more. Have to wear suspenders to hold my pants up.
But don't you worry about it. You know we're still going to get that white suit with them diamonds.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I like that. I like that. You know what? I got to get that done to my white suit, man. Put them diamonds in there like you got. Yes. And wear my red shoes. Benny, these boots are nice, man. They fit nice. Perfect.
They fit you.
They fit perfect, man.
That's your style.
God has blessed me greatly, my brother. Getting a chance to see your face again, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And Mr. Caldwell, you're a beautiful human being, my friend. And you're you awesome, too, my brother.
Well, thank you so much.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you, thank
and
you.
Sally Blue.
Sally Blue. Good to see you. She's blushing over here. Look at her.
There it is. Good to see you. You know what? God has blessed me really greatly. Giving me my friend back. Mr. Caldwell helping me all the stuff you done did. And Sally Blue. We got a record out on Sally Blue. And you, my friend, you guys have been really cool.
Well,
really
thank beautiful. You. Thank you so much. You guys are going to be doing a record signing Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Down on Beale Street at Memphis Music. Yeah, Memphis Music there with our friend Robert Allen Parker. You get to go down there, and people will come in, and it's a good time too with everybody loading into town for the IBC in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, that would be fun.
And they can buy this record, just sign it for them.
You know, be fun.
Post for a picture.
That'll be 1:30 to 4:30.
1:30 to 4:30. Well, there's a day right there.
Where is it, Mark? Memphis Music.
Right there next to B.B. King. They're on Beale. So,
let me thank everybody for listening tonight and giving us a chance to hang out with my old friends. Mm-hmm. And yours, too.
Yes, sir.
We played somewhere. I forget that place where we played. But Mr. Caldwell.
It was Lafayette's.
Beautiful human being, my friend.
You're a wonderful catch.
What'd he say?
The venue was called Lafayette's.
Oh, that's where we're going to be, Lafayette?
No, that's where you and Willie had played.
Oh, okay. That was the name of that place. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can't remember nothing since that chemotherapy, but guess what? It's fun being alive right now. Fun hanging out with my friend, Mr. Caldwell, you, and Sally Blue. And my friend, Willie Lafayette.
Yes, sir.
Nice being with all of you.
How about another song from the record?
You know what I think we should do right now, which is appropriate. My brother, the late Freddie King, he played on Spoonful.
Oh, okay.
And I was actually at the rehearsal and got the pleasure of sitting right by Willie Dixon.
Oh, Lord.
And looking straight across the room at Harlan Wolf. Man, that was the day I said, I'm going to be a blues player.
There it is. There it is.
And you play for Chess, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the perfect tune. Cash McCall singing Spoonful.
Right on. Well, let's hear it. It's Cash McCall here working with Benny Turner.
And I'm playing the rhythm guitar, the part that Freddie King played.
Okay, so you're not playing bass on this one.
I'm playing guitar.
You're playing guitar. Well,
I'm playing bass, too.
Oh, both of them. Uh-huh. You were busy. All right. Well, here it is. It's Spoonful right here at Radio Memphis. That. There you go. That's Spoonful there. Benny Turner, Cash McCall there from the brand new record. Going Back Home is what it is. I'm sitting here looking at the line. This thing has actually like liner notes, which is awesome. Because nowadays you just don't get that kind of stuff. But I'm sitting here reading about how I didn't realize this. You guys worked here in Memphis at Echo Studios.
Yes.
With Butch. Yeah, Butch is the man. Also in New Orleans
at Music Shed and then back home in Chicago. So you worked it out of three separate studios and put it all together, did you?
Mm-hmm. I was really surprised when I played at the, what's the name of the studio in Chicago?
Joyride.
Great studio. Great studio. That's where we did Billy Branch.
All right.
Billy Branch.
Oh, Billy Branch. Yeah. That was great.
But on that particular tune, it was Johnny Sanson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really great, Benny.
Hmm?
It was really great.
It was great.
Billy's probably telling everybody all over Chicago he's on the record. Always got along with him pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he was down there playing on that what record? I'm trying to remember. And didn't have all his harps.
Didn't
have all his harps, but it the tuning of it. And I said, Billy, you know that's a shame. He said, I know, man. I said, next time, have your harp so you can be in tune and we can do everything. He said, okay. But after that, you call him in. And he called me. He was so happy. He called me. I said, hey, man, me and Benny go way back. Mm-hmm. Benny put you on it. He put the right person on it.
Right.
Hey, and I know you're going to do a great job.
Absolutely.
And he sounded good. I like that. You know?
As if in school. I have a question. I really hope I can be answered. What does the expression spoon for? What is that? I mean, because like on the chorus lyrics, it said, some folks died about that spoonful. No, have lied about that spoonful. What is the spoonful? Is that a sexual connotation, or is it mean like the excess?
Well,
or
I actually know.
Or something?
I actually know. I don't know what Willie Dixon told you.
Yeah, Willie.
Well, let's talk about that later on.
Different.
we can talk about that later. I'll tell you.
He made a lot of things. What's the word?
I'm still waiting.
Still waiting.
He said a lot of things that was in his mind and stuff like that. Willie was real cool because in some ways it's somewhat lightly sexual. Other ways, strongly just regular common words that people use, especially where I came from in Mississippi and Missouri. You know, because them cats used to be singing that song all the time and I didn't know where it came from at that point. We'd be in the cotton field and hey,
so, in other words, you don't know what the spoonful is.
I don't know what the spoonful is, but I think
they told me.
So that's why I was thinking it may point to more. To me now, you know, I didn't really grow up in the blues era, like from the 40s through the 50s and all. But what it sounds like to me is that it's like the excess in life. You know, if like. You got a wife, but you want to cheat on. You got to have a woman, okay? Then you get messed up with
right,
this.
Right.
Just that little spoonful.
There you go.
You know, just that little sneaking off.
There it
or,
is.
Or,
well, I understand
it's
that
gotta,
too.
It's gotta pertain to that. Don't touch. You know. Now let me see. Let me see what it's like. And then you get messed up. You know. That's.
Is he close? Ben?
I never.
Is he close?
No.
That's amazing. And you know what? I'm sure millions of listeners would like to know. So
I'll tell you what it is later.
Okay. And then I'll tell you all what it is later.
You may not want to. I don't know.
Willie was real cool, though. Yeah. You know, he wrote a lot of. I forgot what the word is. He wrote a lot of. As a things, and you could take the song one way or take it another way.
Yeah, they have double meaning.
He was really telling a hard truth. Yeah. Willie loved telling the truth, you know, because sometimes, every time we'd be on the road, he would sit beside me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be talking and stuff, look, boy, such and such a thing. And he told me when he wrote that song for Peter, Paul, and Mary, big boat on the river, and she won't come down. He told me he wrote that for him, and they recorded it, and they loved his lyrics and stuff. And Willie was just, He was just a plain person.
Yeah, it's poetic. I mean, and that catch line. That melody of that catch line.
I like the one when you say that 45. Just a little spoon of this 45.
Yeah.
Save you from another man.
Yeah. And then, you know, back in those days, you know, the drug trade, the drug epidemic was heavy with the heroin and all that kind of stuff, especially out of Chicago, New York, places like that. So a spoonful of the wrong thing, and people died about there that spoon. You know, so it has a general connotation, but I was just hoping to get the real meat of it. You know, how you want to hear those,
well, that's what
you want to hear that.
I think we'll all have to leave the room, and we'll have to dim the lights so he can tell you what it is.
It's just like the Too Big story.
Yeah, well.
I had a lady with, we had just finished with Muck Sticky down on the river. And this girl, I think she was a part of Muck's entourage. I had never seen her before, but she was very inquisitive. Just hem me up. Willie, Mr. Hall, what is that meant by the, you know, and so I just didn't want to. So when I tried to start explaining it, she said, that's all I need to know. That's enough. Like this.
Sometimes if you just get a little bit down the road, they go, okay, I can figure it out from here.
But, you know, the horrific thing about it was my mother asked me one day.
Oh, my God.
You know, we were watching. The family was sitting around, you know, during the broke years.
Right.
After the money's been spent. And my mother asked me, she was donning a quip. She said, well, what do they mean about too big? And then my sisters fell out. They had to leave the room. So I said, oh, Mom, they said my ideas was too, you know, I was thinking too extravagant, you know. She said, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She knew better.
Yeah, that's Mom, man. it's interesting. It's a great catch line, man, and a good cover tune. Yeah.
It is.
And you did it. Y'all did it well.
Yeah,
you know, that's the kind of song you don't want to deviate from the structure.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
You know, you definitely can't deviate from the melody.
There it is.
You know, you just lay it down with that.
Lay it down.
It's really got a it's a one and a three feel.
Yeah.
You know? And then a one, two, three. It's that old Sugar Shack stomp music.
Yep. Ray Charles say
you can't get lost.
Ray Charles say
now white folks might do it.
Yeah,
they might do it like that, but you can't get lost with that one and three though.
Yeah.
That's pretty indicative of the Chicago sound too, though, isn't it? For the Chicago blues, that's where that comes from, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the Chicago sound is so vastly different than what happens here in Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, Chicago is really one of the earlier noted blues cities. You know?
Yeah.
People crave about Memphis music, but you know, when you start tracing it down, man, Chicago is
All up and down the river, you know.
Yeah, the Mississippi River.
Oh yeah.
People ask me, say, "What is it about Memphis?" You know, it's that water, man. It's that mud and that water. Johnny Carson once made a big joke about Mud Island. Man.
Did he really?
Damn near embarrassed Memphis. What is a mud island? You know, he really drew it out of proportion. But it's got to be, man. It's got to be the hemisphere. It's got to be the place.
And it's the people. You know, I think there's a lot of it. You know, there's a certain chemistry amongst people, as you guys clearly display.
Yeah.
You know, there's a connection there. And when that happens musically, you know, or in a studio, it's just the whole world just lights up over this whole thing.
And blues is still prevalent in Chicago. There was a young lady here a couple months ago. What was her name? She was the daughter of some guitar player.
You think about Brenda Taylor?
Brenda.
Yeah.
She's from Chicago. And,
Eddie Taylor's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was down here.
She just passed away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She raves about Chicago, the blues scene in Chicago. Yeah. Well, you know, when the Blues Brothers were there, Jane Byrne, who was mayor at that time, she gave us a bar. I forget the street name or whatever. It was called the Blues Bar. Mm-hmm. So whenever the movie crew was unwinding, and we'd go and hang out in that bar, man, we had lots of fun.
Yeah, we heard some of those stories. Yeah, you guys were.
Yeah.
They erected monuments to your achievements.
So what's next for you, Cash?
Should I say?
I mean, I just walked in the room, so I'm
well, bless you.
Well, we're gonna sign. We're going to Memphis Music.
Yeah, Memphis Music on Wednesday, from 1:30 to 4:30.
This Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday.
Doctor's telling I'm facing a blind alley right now.
He's back, but that's to okay. Be in Cash McCall now.
Yeah,
it's all about Cash. He's back.
Where would that be?
He's
held?
Back.
What now?
Memphis Music.
Memphis Music is on Beale Street next to BB King's.
Same side.
Same side, right next door to it. Okay. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, they'll be on TV Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning, live at 9.
You got this young man playing with you, or you got Butch, or I'm in the music.
Yeah, hopefully I'm a producer.
To be there.
Oh, great.
And I played the bass. And I played the guitar on Spoonful.
Mm-hmm. When you do live performances, how many pieces?
I like to use four. Mm-hmm. Five max. Mm-hmm. You know.
Any keyboard or just mostly two guitar, keyboard, bass, drum?
Keyboard is required.
Keyboard is required. You can't get on stage without that keyboard.
It saves a guitar player, doesn't it? Hmm? It saves a guitar player. It
saves them. But a good keyboard player with a left hand.
Yeah, man. Save the bass player, too. Huh?
Our crawl twin. I love it.
Yeah, you know what I like? In the studio, too. Benny's playing the bass, and he's keeping up a regular conversation. Listen, you're supposed to be doing this. Now, come on.
Never miss a beat.
I miss them sometimes, Cash. I miss them.
I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, we pros. We miss them every now and then. But
Yeah.
But that's professional.
It was fun being with him in the studio. I appreciated that so much.
It's always fun. I'm not an artist, but I've worked with a lot of artists. And being a part of a studio staff band, mm-hmm. you know, where they say, hey, we're going to record the Emotions in the morning at 10 o'clock. Then, you know, so many guys will turn up, you know, usually a four or five piece rhythm section. And hopefully the producer will either have charts or you'll have head charts or the songs are super simple. But as a part of a rhythm section, a house band, I've run into some producers, and I hate it, but it works, especially if you're in the union and you're on the clock. Some producers come in, man, and they make the musicians. They let the musicians write the song.
Yeah, it is.
You know, they'll come in and they say, hey, man, give me an A-flat. All right, just vamp on that A-flat. Mm-hmm. And you play that so long till they can come up with something. Like, I need a change to go right there. So the guitar player, he's tired. He want to go home. He said, man, what about the C minor, man? Is that all right? And the D-flat. Man, do the D-flat, do the C minor. Let's go, man. I'm ready to go home, man. You know, I've had producers come in full of adrenaline. Well, full of Dexedrine.
Well,
he
is always ready to go. He has ideas. All you have to do is listen to it.
Yeah, I know what I want when I go in the studio. It's already here.
Never ending.
I don't write anything.
Never ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Billy Joel.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier. And you're not wasting time, you know. Yeah. Time is money in those studios. And if you go in there kind of with a plan, you can knock it out pretty good. You know,
or a good section.
Yeah.
A good rhythm section.
I need to pause here. Out of that, what's another tune you want to play off of this record?
Since we're on...
Poison Ivy?
Oh, Lord have mercy, yes. Oh, I knew Willie Mabon.
So passionate.
He said, excuse me, my dear. He was so smooth. And when we did Poison Ivy, I tried to include him into the vocal, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't get away from it too much. You know, I kept Willie Mabon in there. Yes, Poison Ivy, yeah.
Poison Ivy, all right.
From your head to your knees. I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. Well, I'm like poison ivy and I break out on you. Now when I shave in my house coat, two men have to hold me or I'll cut my throat. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison. got swamped with my niece. Now he's wearing a sign saying rest in peace. I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do, but I'm like poison ivy and I break out all over you. I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong, just keep bad people from doing me wrong. I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do, 'cause I'm like poison ivy and I break out all over you. But I'm like poison ivy and I break out all over you. I'm like poison ivy, I break out all over you. But I'm like poison ivy and I break.
There it is. That's Poison Ivy there from the Going Back Home CD that is available now. You can go download the whole thing. Just grab it, add it to your collection there from Vinnie Turner and Cash McCall. I know we've only got a little bit more time with you. We'll play another record and turn you guys loose into the night, as it were.
You know what, my friend?
What's that?
Thank you very much. It's a lot of fun being here and speaking with your friends and stuff. Sally, Mr. Caldwell, my man here. My friend, and you.
Well, thank you, sir.
God bless all of you. Hey, Benny said he ain't gonna let me die yet.
No, your calendar's getting full, so you're gonna have stuff. You got this thing in June, up at the Chicago Blues Fest there.
Bless your heart.
It'll be fun. That'll be a big time.
I really did like you, man. You cool cat, sharp mind.
Don't let that fool you.
Well, I'd like to say, RadioMemphis.com. Is it?
It's radio-memphis.com, but.
Radio-memphis.com.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You reach Switzerland?
Yes.
Switzerland. I got a lot of friends in Switzerland.
We have a lot of listeners in Switzerland. They love us.
Germany.
Yeah.
France. England.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, for sure.
They love listening to this stuff that comes out of this town. Because we mostly play music from around here. And, you know, tonight, of course, I mean, you know, you guys are Memphis people as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's just, that river runs two ways. You know?
I played those places with Marva Wright. Of course, played with Trey King.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Mighty Joe Young, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I made a lot of friends over there, you know. So I like to say hello to those. To them.
Absolutely.
And had a wonderful time.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. So you know, I've recorded this and we're going to re-release it in a couple of weeks. So once it comes out, we'll let you know, and then you can spread it around to whomever.
Absolutely.
In case somebody missed it.
And Sally Blue.
From Nola Blue Records. Get in touch with Nola Blue for your next record project. Perhaps. She's auditioning talent as we speak, probably. The record is called Going Back Home. It's available in stores this Wednesday from 1:30 to 4:30. Benny and Cash will be at Memphis Music, which is on Beale Street, right next door to B.B. King's. They'll be signing copies. So you can get you a physical copy in there. And it's really cool. It's a neat packaging setup in there, too. And it's got liner notes and the story about how you two had known each other and rekindled their friendship over these years. Not that it really stopped, but there's some great pictures in there from you guys from way back even to today. I'm really proud of this record for you guys, and I wish you nothing but the best with this record.
All right, thank you. And this one's features Billy Branch on the vocal.
This is the title cut of the record, right? Bring it on home. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for coming in. I appreciate
it. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, my friend.
And Sally Blue, Mr. Caldwell. I missed the other lady.
Oh, Natalie, she's...
And my friend.
Willie Hall.
There you go. God bless all of you. Thank you very much. This was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Cash.
Thank you.
Hanging out with my friend for many years.
Yes.
Still look like you're 20 years old.
He does.
Yeah, he
Yeah, see what I mean?
He still calls me Junior, you know.
All right, Junior, this one's in C.
Yeah, it is.
I can hear that conversation going.
Everybody in Chicago call him Junior because he looked just about like he looked now. He don't get old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've known people like that.
Known people in the past tense.
Like, no.
Well, guys, thank you again, and best of luck to you with the record, and come back and see us, Cash, would you please?
I certainly will. God bless you guys, and thank you very much, Miss Blue, Mr. Caldwell, and Mr.
Hall.
Mr. Hall.
Willie Hall.
And Junior. Junior, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
God bless you. Love you. Love you too, Cash.
Benny, it was a pleasure to meet you, sir. Here's the tune. It's the title cut. Bring It On Home right here at Radio Memphis.
Kingston Man is good.
Hey, but you know what? That's in the club called Rosen.
Let's go to Rosen.
Yeah, man. We can hear some
Let's
good
go to
blues at Rosen.
Rosen is cool. Yes, sir.
Yes, love. You know what else, Cass?
What?
When we get through listening to some blues, I'm going to be hungry.
I am too.
What do you want?
I want one of them G-Town polis.
You going to G-Town?
Yes, Lord. Hey, get a pork chop sandwich too.
Hey, but Howlin' Wolf said pork chop.
A pork chop sandwich. Yeah, that, yeah, that said like Howlin' Wolf. Let's go get a pork chop sandwich.
Pork chop.
There it is. Way to go, boy. Let's get down on it.
Absolutely. Hey, Cash, how fast you going, man?
Huh?
How fast you going?
50 miles an hour.
50? Speed limit 70, man.
Well, look at here. Let's get on up to 70 and get there so we can get some of
Let's
that
go,
food
man.
And some of that good food. There we go.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Hi, this is Reverend Oma from the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop. The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical needs, such as candles, gemstones, herbs, gifts, and more. We now also stock CBD oil, vape kits, lotion, and edibles. The Broom Closet is also host to monthly workshops, rituals, and drum circles for those interested in conscious living. The Broom Closet is the only place to get your cards read by me, Reverend Oma, or one of our other amazing readers. Discover the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop in historic downtown Memphis or online at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, let us help you light your path.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
This whole smart speaker thing is way cool.
It's gotten kind of cool. I mean, it's gotten a little bit crazy. You know, it's so funny because, you know, I was at a friend's house. They got one particular room that had Google Home. There was another room that had, you know, something else going on. And it was one of those where, you know, there was a, you know, it was like, if you want this one, go here. If you want this one, go here. It's all the same house. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And there was some type, I will have to say, though, there was some type of thing that was going on. Now, this is based upon, mind you, you know, this is not against the company. This is against, you know, your internet service providers and stuff if they're going to, you know, some type of construction work or they're laying down stuff or whatever. And so this friend was asking Google, hey, you know, Google, will you tell me, you know, blah, 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 blah.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
So there, we come out of the break, and you go, okay, here's what's coming up on the next episode, the brand new thing, episode 261. We're going to have something to do, and I bring an old friend back to the show, Diana Fryer, and we spoke entirely of technology, and it's a cool conversation. You're going to hear that, and as things go on, we're going to play a game in here. We're going to change things up a bit. We're going to have some fun. So that's all next week. So there you go. In the meantime, I'm going to go. You can find more about everything that happens with me. You want more of the Booze and Blues, you can find us every Sunday night at radio-memphis.com, 8 p.m. Central Time. It goes to about 11, sometimes later. Never earlier, but sometimes later. But there's a lot of fun stuff there. And, of course, during the week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time at radio-memphis.com. We urge you to find out more. And if you have not done so, pardon me, you can find the Radio Memphis On Demand as a podcast on Podbean. And you can find it at Spotify and the usual other places as well. That's important to know. That show, that whole On Demand thing, doesn't update like this thing does. This is every week. That one over there, it might go a few days without an update, or a week maybe. And then there'll be like five things that just show up. So if you're into some things that you want to hear, you can grab it there. You can go to the Podbean, look for a Podbean, go to radiomemphis.podbean.com, and you can find everything that you need to know. How about that? Big fun as we get into it. The year number 6 starts right after this episode. So there you go. Thank you for all of you who have been a part of the show all these years. I appreciate it. Well, hopefully we can keep delivering some good content for you as we move along into the next chapter from Radioland. I'm Rick Cheddar, and we'll see you next time. In the meantime, please take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I got to get that in there, right? So got to do it. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.